Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to create a morning routine that even the busiest person can fit into his or her life. This idea comes from Claudia Reuter, who's the host of Critical Frequencies podcast, The 43%. I was recently a guest on this show, which talks about the varied career paths that women, in particular, follow on the road to success. While Claudia and I were chatting, we got to talking about her morning routine. She likes to get up a bit before the rest of her family. On a weekday, that might mean between 5:30 and 6 a.m. On a weekend, it might be between 7 and 8. Her kids are teenagers, so they're self-sufficient enough that they don't need to bother her. But she finds it helpful if her house is quiet. After her shower, she stays in her bathroom and locks the door. She sits on the bath mat on the floor, sets the alarm on her phone, and then meditates for 5 minutes. She focuses on one word, like blessed, and on her breath. 5 minutes isn't a huge amount of time, but it turns out to be enough to change how she feels. She likens this to a computer processor needing to get cleaned out from time to time. Once her head is cleared out, she spends the next 5 minutes thinking about 3 things that she's grateful for and visualizing what a great day it will be. Then she heads into her kitchen for her coffee. She writes down activities on her calendar and she journals about things she's working toward. What does she intend to do during the day? When she looks at her calendar, does her time align with her goals? Then she goes about her business. All this meditating and setting intentions takes just 10 minutes or so of her morning. But when she does this, she says, she knows it's going to be a great day. I think this is a wonderful idea. Often when we think of morning routines, we picture multi-hour sagas. Someone like Claudia, who has a job, a podcast, 2 boys, a spouse, a house, and a dog, will likely find it challenging to meditate for 45 minutes or do an hour-long boot camp every morning. But that's okay. Even a few moments can set the tone for everything that comes. I was reminded of this a few years ago when I saw a time log from a woman whose mornings could have been quite miserable. This particular woman lived in the Chicago area and had a long commute that involved driving and taking the train. The week she tracked was snowy, which made the whole thing worse, and adding to the misery, due to some challenges with her husband's job, she was always responsible for daycare drop-off for their 2 young children. Any parents who do drop-off will shudder at this particular detail. Their daycare only had street parking. It had become parking roulette every morning. Will I get a spot close by? Or will I be hauling 2 children and their stuff in the snow for several blocks? In any case, it made for some grueling mornings. She started getting her boys' coats on at 7:10 in order to be at her desk at 8:30. But as I looked at her log, I noticed the most curious thing. She always got her boys fed and dressed by 7 a.m. The coat process started at 7:10. So what did she do with those intervening 10 minutes? It turns out she spent 7 to 7:10 each morning playing with her kids. They'd snuggle, tell stories, play with toys, all that good stuff. I thought this was so profound. I mean, she could have easily lost those 10 minutes to checking email or puttering around the house or standing there thinking, woe is me, I have this horrible commute coming up. But instead, she used those 10 minutes for something to add a little element of joy to her day before they braved the traffic and the cold. Maybe you can't have an elaborate morning routine right now either, but could you find 10 minutes? In 10 minutes, what could you do? Like Claudia, you could meditate and set your intentions for the day. Or you could lift weights, play with your kids like the lady in Chicago, or write in a journal, or read something important. It doesn't have to be much, but small things, done repeatedly, truly do add up. So what can you build into your mornings today? In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.